Welcome back to That's Right. I'm your host, Chris Voss. Today I'm welcoming Kamalesh Lardy. She is the CEO of Lardy and Partner Consulting, and she is a digital transformation expert. Welcome. Glad you're here. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. All right. So we'll see how if you still say that when we're done.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
All right. So is it a ridiculous idea if you share with our viewers a little bit about your business and your journey?
Absolutely. So I started off actually in the 90s as a coder. So my background really is in tech. And back then, a lot of what I was doing really was to understand the nuts and bolts of technology. But my passion for tech outgrew the code very quickly. I was fascinated by the potential of technology, being able to transform businesses as well as impact industries. And so I moved into management consulting and business advisory. And that's where I've spent 24 years of my career, advising large corporations in their application of technology as well as business transformation. And over the years, I've really had the opportunity to work with some of the biggest brands across the world, across regions, across industries. And one of the things that I was able to do was I was the head of the digital team at Deloitte Consulting in Switzerland, after which, somewhere around 2012, after helping companies innovate and transform for many years, I decided to start Lardy & Partner Consulting, which is a boutique consultancy located in Zurich, Switzerland. And our mission really is to empower people to embrace technology and to empower companies to thrive in the digital economy. And so we really work with companies to help them not only understand technology, but really integrate it into their daily business operations to be able to deliver impactful, valuable business outcomes and results. So this transition that I made from corporate advisory into entrepreneurship was one of the most challenging things that I ever did. But I have to say, it's been an amazing journey. I've had the chance to travel the world as a keynote speaker. I've had the chance to work with some of the biggest brands across the globe. And I've also met some brilliant people. I've taught at learning institutions across the world. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about is writing. And so I've written a book called The Human Side of Digital Business Transformation, which has been extremely well received.
Congratulations. Well done. No small feat to write a book. All right, so what are some common challenges your clients face?
I would have to say, you know, as a business leader today, it's very difficult to escape technology. Almost every organization across the globe is implementing some form of tech or some form of digitalization initiative. And one of the things that I've noticed is companies tend to, over 70% actually of these initiatives tend to fail or they fall short of their intended outcomes. And companies tend to focus too much on this technology part of the equation and not enough on the transformation part. And this is where I feel many organizations are facing their biggest challenge. There's a lot of focus on the tech element. And of course, technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain, all these new tech are able to deliver exponential growth and scale and deeper experiences that companies can use to create competitive advantage. However, it's the transformation element that really enables the technology and brings the sustainable outcomes. And this transformation element are things like the people, the skills, the processes, the capabilities around running the organization, the business structures. So really getting an entire organization to transform to truly enable the potential of technology. And this is where some of the biggest challenges lie. So I've developed some strategic frameworks and methodologies that can help companies tackle this big challenge, basically, this huge organizational transformation. So if we really talk about digital transformation, it is an organization-wide evolution that leverages technology to transform and reshape the way companies create, capture, and deliver value for the market. And so digital transformation is fairly crucial. And many organizations are finding it so challenging to implement digital transformation. And so we're really looking at big companies as this Titanic. And with the developments that are happening with business and technology, we're expecting the Titanic to start working like a speedboat. And that's not going to work in the future. And so I've developed some methodologies and frameworks that can help companies accelerate this process, break it down into manageable pieces that can be implemented in phases. And I've described this in detail in my book.
All right, very good. So what strategies do you use in order to understand the individual client's needs?
Clients are, or people actually, are at the center of digital transformation. They are the heart and they can make or break any well-intentioned technology implementation. And so understanding the client is so critically important. And what I find is people react to changes in an organization as well as to any kind of uncertainty in the business environment in a very similar way as if it's the process of grief, right? There is this anger and denial and withdrawal, especially this fear that I'm going to be replaced by technology or that I wouldn't have the skill sets in order to address these technologies or use them effectively in my job. And so when it comes to understanding people, this is so crucial in ensuring that what we're delivering to an organization becomes successful. We can implement them successfully. So we use quite a few strategies, including some of the strategies in your book, actually, Chris. So things like labeling, mirroring, calibrated questions, and we have built that into the process of something we call painstorming, which is a process of understanding people within an organization. It's the very start of our transformation process, where we deep dive into what are the challenges that you face? Why is there a hesitation within the organization? Why are people resisting change or new technologies? And once we get this understanding, we can actually drive this feeling of being understood and valued. Oftentimes, people feel a loss of professional identity when something changes in their work environment, or they don't feel valued within their work environment. And so we address that head on, and we deliver the technology solutions based on this understanding of the people within the organization.
All right, well, very good. So are you against sharing a time when you specifically navigated a particularly difficult situation with your clients using tactical empathy?
Absolutely. One of the things that comes to mind straight away is a multinational company that we worked with to implement digital transformation. So this included a new technology implementation, processes that we were going to transform, as well as new skill sets that were needed to use this new technology. We faced a lot of resistance, particularly from senior experienced staff. They resisted the change. They were quite unhappy about what was going on within the organization. So instead of bulldozing through, we decided we had to engage with the teams. And so what I did was had one-on-one conversations in combination with observation of different team members, as well as painstorming, where we really took the effort to understand what were the challenges, what were the hesitations. And it really came down to this fear of being displaced, this fear of being replaced, as well as this loss of control, loss of ability to work in their traditional way. And so once we understood this, I was really able to then define a human transformation program that engaged the different team members, brought them along the process, and gave them a voice in the entire process. So they were really able to understand what we were doing, why we were doing this. And a big part of this process is utilizing, the active listening, where we try to understand what the motivations are behind what people were doing. Tactical empathy as well, really going down to the level of understanding each individual that we were engaging with, understand, connecting with them on a very human level as well. And this process was so effective. The outcome was truly amazing. We found that we had higher morale, more engaged workforce. The employees had a voice and a mechanism to give feedback to the leadership teams as well. And eventually it was a successful transformation.
All right, so that's right, is what people say when they feel heard and understood, when they feel really understood, very much like what you're talking about. So it sounds to me like that there were some that's right moments in this particular instance.
Absolutely. That's right moment for me is when you connect with someone at such a deep level that they feel heard and they feel like you value what they're saying and you value their experiences. And so building these moments with people are so critical in any transformation or change initiative. And so we really try to utilize some of these concepts and methodologies and techniques to really engage with people on a very human level. And bringing that or trying to recreate that on every single project and engagement is so critical for us. That's something that I feel as a expert in digital transformation that helps me stand out in the market.
All right, wonderful. Well, Kamalesh, if people want to learn more about you, they want to find out how to work with you, how do you want them to get in touch with you?
I am very active on LinkedIn, so anyone can look me up. I love having an open dialogue and engaging with people online. So I'm on LinkedIn.
All right, let's spell it so everybody knows, so they know how to spell it when they're looking for you on LinkedIn.
Kamalesh Lardi, KamalesLardi.
Beautiful. All right, you were wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today. I know our viewers are going to learn a lot from what you had to say.
Thank you, Chris. It was a pleasure.